6:32. Good morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, November 19th. A task force looking at the future of Century 2 is going to give an update to the Wichita Rotary Club today. The group has been exploring whether to renovate the building or build a new facility. They've been looking at it since last February, for 10 months already. The building has been in Wichita's home, of course, for the performing arts and conventions since it was built in 1969.
The hunting season is underway across Kansas, and Mark Morrell, the director of the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita, a regional office for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, tells KNSS News the hunting terrain looks good.
As far as drought this year, we're in really good shape. We got some summer rains and things. We've got lots of vegetation. That drought a few years ago really caused some problems for everything from small animals like quail clear on up to big animals like deer even. So drought is not good in any situation, but we're in pretty good shape.
Upland bird hunting runs through the end of January.
The Creighton University Rural Main Street Index for November was as weak as it's been for a while. Creighton economist Ernie Goss says the index is now just below growth neutral.
Our survey of banks, CEOs in rural areas of 10 states, including Kansas, the overall index for the month of November was down below growth neutral, first time since January of this year. So it's showing a slower growth in rural areas, at least according to the bank CEOs.
Goss says that sales of U.S. goods abroad, particularly agricultural commodities, have been under downward pressure.
The arrival of colder weather means more homes will be turning up the heat with fuel-burning appliances. These appliances include furnaces, ovens, space heaters, generators, indoor grills, and fireplaces. They can all unknowingly cause dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, the CO, cause them to build up in the home. Sherry Sage is with Safe Kids Kansas.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless and odorless deadly gas, and that's why it's called the silent killer. On average, in the United States, we see about 374 people die each year from accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. Here in Kansas, that's about 12 deaths every year from carbon monoxide and even more emergency department visits.
On May 11th, KDHE added carbon monoxide poisoning to Kansas' list of reportable diseases. Sage says the most important thing is that everyone has and uses a CO alarm in their home. Carbon monoxide alarms cost about $20 and can be purchased at most hardware and retail stores.
The job market in Kansas continues steady.
For the third month in a row, the unemployment rate was at 3.3%. According to the Kansas Department of Labor, there was an increase in the number of non-farm and private sector jobs in the last year, which caused a growth of 1.5%. Financial service companies, professional services firms, and mining businesses saw the most robust growth. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Congress only has a few work days left to avoid a partial government shutdown next month.
President Trump's proposed border wall is likely the flashpoint in a spending bill battle that needs to be solved by December 8th. Congress and the president have approved 5 of the 12 annual spending bills, but have not funded the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump is requesting $26 billion for the border wall. Democrats have rejected that proposal. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi also wants government funding through the fiscal year in September instead of setting up a new shutdown deadline early in the next Congress. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Week 11 of the National Football League season wraps up. The battle between two of the best teams in the league.
Tonight's game was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but poor field conditions moving it to L.A. as the 9-1 Rams play host to the 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs. Rams head coach Sean McVay excited for the opportunity to square off against the top team in the AFC in KC.
It's a blessing to even be a part of games like that.
And Chiefs head coach Andy Reid impressed by what McVay, the youngest head coach in the league, has done with the Rams.
He's put his own flair to it. Smart kid.
The LA Rams hosting first responders and those affected by the California wildfires and the Thousand Oaks shooting, offering free tickets to LA Memorial Coliseum for tonight's game. Rams and Chiefs kick off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Course coverage begins at 6 o'clock p.m. this evening for Chiefs football. You can listen live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The next group of U.S. Rhodes Scholars includes 21 women. Fox News Radio's Leslie Lotto has more.
For the first time ever, the majority of the Rhodes Scholar class is female. 21 of them and nearly half of the 32 winners are immigrants or first-generation Americans. The Rhodes Trust announcing the winners from a group of 880 applicants for studies beginning next fall at Oxford University in England. It's the first year, apparently, of eligibility for the scholarship for those covered by the Obama-era program Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. One DACA recipient from Harvard is a new Rhodes Scholar, and Duke, Princeton, and Yale each had three Rhodes Scholars. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
6:37 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into Thanksgiving week. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning.
Good morning. A chilly start to the day for us. It's going to be sunny and near 50 for the high, with winds turning north this afternoon, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight's low 26, sunny and 50 again tomorrow, and a gradual warm-up on Wednesday into Thanksgiving with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a clear sky, a breeze out of the south-southwest, 27 degrees. That's your weather forecast here on this Monday. KNSS News Time is 6:38 with Steve and Ted. I say today, happy birthday today to former talk show host Larry King, who is 85 today. And let me tell you, I didn't think Larry King would make it to 85. Remember when he was going through all those heart troubles?
Oh, yeah.
About 15 years ago, something somewhere around that time. And he looked, he just thin as a rail. You just think, well, Larry's going to go any day. He's trudging right along.
He takes a licking and keeps on
ticking. Yeah, and he really kind of looks like he always did. He's a little bit thin and frail, but
happy birthday, Larry.
And one of the great radio guys of all, I believe. I never thought he never translated to TV for me, but boy, when he was on radio, I thought he was just at his peak.
Yeah.
When he coasted that overnight show and late night show back in the day.
Yeah.
I just loved Larry King on the radio. And another talk show host is having a birthday. Dick Cavett is 82.
Talk about the perennial Dick Cavett. The guy's he's always there, you know?
You know, wow. And it kind of scores the fact of how young he was when he was hosting and big-time talk. He's 82, and he was hosting those big-time shows and getting those huge guests as a young man.
He was.
Yeah. Wow. And another Ted Turner, another media guy.
The mouth of the South.
80 years old today.
80. Wow.
And, no matter what he does or doesn't do, one of his creations is just right in the top of my wheelhouse, Turner Classic Movies.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's just a national treasure that he did
to preserve
those movies and keep showing them as they were intended to be shown, uncut. Ted Turner is 80 today. All right, some good birthdays today from the world of media. All right, here's another guy that's pretty big time in the world of media. It's time to get our local commodities update, as we do every morning at this time, with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. The feeder cattle futures struggled Friday and closed negative, while the live cattle trading closed on the mixed side on bull spreading. Now, Friday afternoon, cash cattle trade took place at 114, which was equal to the previous week. The cattle and feeder report will be released this Wednesday at 11 a.m. Lean hog closed up $3 limit on Friday on news that the Asian swine fever has been found in a wild boar in China. On the close Friday, December live cattle 20 cents higher, 115.35. Jan feeders down $1.32 at 146.52. And December lean hogs up that $3 limit at $60.07. Now, December corn Friday had its slowest trade of the past 11 sessions and closed negative, while the wheat and the soybeans closed on the positive side. Wednesday, the markets closed at their regular time ahead of Thanksgiving, and last week, December Casey wheat lost 5 cents, Jan feeders gained 6 cents, and December corn lost a nickel for the week. Now, overnight, we have seen the oats do something odd. They are trading extremely strong. They have almost hit a 4-year high, and we have actually no fresh news understanding why we are trading so high in the oats. At the moment, December Casey wheat's down 3 cents at 479.75. December corn down 0.75 at 364. January soybeans down a nickel at 887.25. December oats 19.75 cents higher at 318. December crude oil 3 cents higher at 56.49. December gold $2.90 lower at $1,220.10. December S&P 9 points lower, 27.34. December dollar index 2 cents lower, 96.31. And December Dow Jones futures down 74 cents
74 points at 25,377. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, it is Thanksgiving week, and of course, if Steve McIntosh were here, he would ask you the question, what about the turkey futures?
Well, the turkey futures are not really active right at the moment, but I think they're selling pretty good at the store.
Yeah, I think they are. Mac and Steve always ask you that question. And, you know, I think you always give him the same answer. So that's good.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing we've never traded is turkey futures. We traded eggs years ago, but we've never traded turkey futures. But it sounds like turkeys are a pretty good price this year.
Now, why did eggs go by the wayside?
I think it was like a lot of things that went by the wayside. All of a sudden, they don't have enough volume and trading going on. The contract eventually is delisted.
All right. Is there anything coming up in the future that will be trading that we don't know about yet?
Not that I know of. You know, every so often they try something a little different, and I'd have to say more things fail than make it as far as new contracts.
I mean, I would be interested in things like cheesecake futures, Mr. Pibb futures.
Well, we can trade half of that. We can trade cheese just like cheesecake.
All right. I'll collaborate with you on this. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you much. That's always great information. Every morning, the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. We'll check in with Tom again tomorrow morning and get the latest numbers. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. This weekend marked an anniversary of something I think we all remember from 40 years ago. We'll talk about that coming up. KNSS News Time, 6:43.